Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have some fun with those instant games today. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll jump back into the NBA draft. The local guys, who went where? This guy holds all the belts when it comes to talking hockey, of course. You can hear him on the Neutral Zone live at 7 o'clock tonight as the NHL draft gets going. Christopher Martel, what's going on this morning?
Not much, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. How deep do you feel like this NHL draft is in 2019, you know, beyond the first few picks?
You know, I really think it is a deeper draft than usual. I mean, you have a lot of players that are coming up that have tremendous upside in terms of what they can do at the NHL level from transitioning from juniors to there. So especially for the Predators with a late first round pick and picking later in the rounds and each subsequent round, I think that this year's draft could produce some real gems in it, especially when you come to the later round.
The Predators sit later in that first round. What do you think they're looking at there? A solid defenseman. What do you think?
Defenseman wouldn't surprise me. There are some really big names when it comes to defense. But one of the things that I've been looking at in terms of what the Predators could be thinking about picking is maybe a potential center. I know Nashville has always had that need for a center throughout their franchise history, but at the same time, what's available at center coming into tonight's draft, there's a lot of available options, especially what could be available at 24. Philip Tomasino is a name the Predators fans might want to remember. He is from Mississauga, and he is probably going to be available when the Predators take their pick at 24. I mean, if the Preds pick at 24, we don't know what's going to happen. One name that I think a lot of people have been talking about potentially dropping to 24 would be Ryan Suzuki. This is a very good player. People could argue that there may be like a drop in his game, intensity issues here and there, but he's a dynamic player. And I think if he were to end up dropping to 24, it would be kind of like how Ellie Tolvanen dropped last year for the Preds and they got him. So there's a lot of intrigue going into tonight, whether the Predators go forward or the Predators go defensive.
What do you think David Poile starts to make moves that really get our attention as far as reshaping this roster for next year?
I mean, we were talking about that Wednesday night on the Neutral Zone. I mean, one of the key things that many people are talking about for this potential offseason is what's going to happen with TK Subban. And I know that David Poile is going to make whatever move is best for the team. But there's rumors swirling every offseason. But Elliot Freeman for Sportsnet is probably one of the most trusted insiders out there. And he thought that PK Subban could be moved this weekend. And I mean, we hear the rumors. We don't know how much truth is into them. But if the Predators want to go for players like Matt Duchene this offseason, they're going to have cap space because they still have to re-sign Roman Josi. And I mean, just being honest, if Roman Josi makes $9 to $10 million, how can they afford Matt Duchene $8 to $10 million? So I think David Poile is probably poised to make some moves either Friday or either tonight or Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Predators do something this week and at the draft.
Our guest is Christopher Martel. You can hear him tonight with a special edition of the Neutral Zone starting at 7 o'clock to cover the NHL entry draft.
Well, Chris, man, after seeing Carlson signing, how much do you think that's going to affect on the price tag for Josi? You said $9 million. You actually think that's where his number is at?
Oh, absolutely. And wow. I think, to be honest with you, I don't necessarily think that's going to impact Josi's number at all.
Okay.
I think the Predators know how much he's worth. And, you could say, well, they could potentially lowball him, ask him to take a hometown discount. I mean, he's taken hometown discounts before. So I think if Roman Yossi were to go on the free agent market, he'd make 9.5, maybe even $10 million. And no question in my mind. So if he were to go anywhere near the $9 million market, that would be a hometown discount, in my opinion. Mm. So I don't be surprised if he cost as much as TK Subban. It would not surprise me one bit. Mm.
Wow. Well, there seems to be some mutual interest with Corey Perry and the Predators. So dare I say that?
You know, I saw that pop on my feed this morning, and I think Predators fans would lose their mind if he signed with Nashville. But I mean, let's be honest here for a second. This is a former 50, 60, 70 point guy. You know, he may be older. Yeah, he may be a real test that Predators fans don't like. But, you know, think about what he could do on the third or fourth line. You pair him up with Nick Bonino, and, you know, you potentially see him score 30, 20, 30, 40 points maybe in a season if he's still got it. And I would put him in the Predators lineup probably over players like Salamaki, Goudreau, maybe even Watson. I mean, it's interesting. You look at Freddie Goudreau, and he played 55 games last year for Nashville, and I can't tell you a single game I can remember where Goudreau was in the lineup. That's how bad it is. Mm. So, I mean, I think if you were to get a Corey Perry for like a 1 year, maybe $1.25 million, it's a low risk, high reward, in my opinion, regardless of the fan backlash. So if the Predators can pull off getting Corey Perry under the lineup for a year, absolutely do it.
Mm. Well, I have to ask you this because I was real big, you know, on this rule change. I don't know if it happened, but there were some rule changes. You tell me about every goal should be reviewable. Was that one of the rule changes? And probably not.
Well, there's a little gray area with that. Every goal is looked at in the NHL already, but one of the big changes that they've made is coaches are now going to be able to review potential stoppage plays that may have been missed, like a hand pass or the puck going into the mesh that would have happened maybe 30, 45 seconds before the goal. And I think the big thing here is we saw in the playoffs, especially, you know, even though the Blues won the Stanley Cup, they lost the game in overtime against the Sharks because of a hand pass. And that was one of those games that I thought, I sat there watching, I'm like, that's going to cost them in the long run. That could cost them the
series. I thought so too at that time, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, those kind of plays, even though you add review time in there, and it's not going to turn into a baseball game, but I mean, you know, it's gonna add a little time into it. I think it's necessary because you want to get the right call. No matter how long it takes, you want the call to be right, and you don't want people saying, well, if it wasn't for the refs, you want to make sure the call is right, and I think this is a very good change for it.
Man, I can't get past that Corey Perry question. Let's go next. Ryan Kessler coming here. I mean,
I mean, Ryan Kessler is one thing. Corey Perry, it's just with all he's had with Nashville, all the interactions he's had with Nashville over the years, just seeing him in a Predators jersey would be strange.
It would be strange, wouldn't it?
Look, guys, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That's exactly what you do.
Christopher, great stuff. Thank you for the time this morning.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, we'll see you. From the Neutral Zone, which you can hear tonight here on the Zone for NHL draft coverage, that's Christopher Martel, of course, Fox Sports Tennessee.